everybody. Welcome to the OETA Movie Club Podcast. My name is Jeff Moreva. I am the director of the show, and I am here with the host, Mr. Robert Birch.
Jeff, how are you today?
I am doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. We got a good movie this week.
We do.
I always say that.
But, well, we do usually.
Well, they're classics, right? So yeah. We're not picking, you know, Beastmaster 3 or...
Ernest Goes to Jail.
Right.
My personal favorite movie of all time. Ernest Goes to Jail. No, we do. We have a really good one this week. It's pretty modern for us. It's a 2016 movie starring Nicole Kidman, Dev Patel. We have Lion.
Yeah.
Like the animal, Lion.
Yeah. Okay.
So this movie up for people who haven't heard of this movie.
It's about a 5-year-old East Indian boy that is adopted by an Australian couple, Nicole Kidman, right? After he gets lost hundreds of miles, it says hundreds of kilometers. Here in America, we call those miles. And then 25 years later, he sets out to find his lost family.
Yeah.
He gets on a train.
He's playing. He's playing with his older brother. Uh-huh. They're playing like hide and seek and stuff like that. He gets on an old train that's parked and hides.
And then falls asleep.
Falls asleep. And then the train starts moving.
Yeah. He wakes up, you know, hundreds of miles. He doesn't know in what direction or how far it's been, you know, because he was asleep the whole time.
And he's only 5.
Right.
Yeah.
And he has no way of you know, getting home.
Yeah. And he doesn't know. He's at 5 years old, he can barely, like, even pronounce his last name.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't remember a lot of that, you know.
Which is fairly, it's a common name in India.
Yeah.
And then, you know, finds himself, like, was 11 million.
11 million
children in India are on the street.
Live on the streets.
And so homeless. He finds himself homeless on the street, you know, trying to survive day to day in Calcutta.
Yeah.
And it's not a pretty, you know, it's not a good way to live.
Right. Yeah, when I read those statistics, I was just amazed that 11 million people I mean, India just recently overtook China to become the most populated country.
Did they?
India is now so 11 million kids every day are living on the street, and 80,000 a year, an additional 80,000 every year go missing. It's just, there's a really good foundation that came out of this.
What's the name of that?
I can't remember the name of it now.
I've got it here somewhere. I'll find it.
It's Lionheart Foundation.
Lionheart, yeah. It has a hashtag in front of it. So it's
hashtag Lionheart, yes.
Right? And that was set up, you know, by the makers of this film.
By the makers of this film, by the production companies.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really good cause. It benefits those kids. And tries to find them homes and everything. And so it gives them clothing and food and shelters and all kinds of good stuff. But you brought up kilometers and miles.
Uh-huh.
There was a big Australia versus America contest for this.
Oh, yeah.
By the producers. Uh-huh. The producers really wanted the production companies really wanted the producers to base this film in America, even though this is a true story,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the true story, they lived in Australia, but of course, the magic of Hollywood.
That is so Hollywood.
They wanted them to change it to America.
Yeah, we liked that, but could you make that like,
American? Yeah.
And the
producers refused.
Yeah.
And so it took the producers 4 years to get this film, to get a company to sign on to make this film.
Yeah.
Simply because they wouldn't change it to America.
Yeah, Paramount, Universal, United Artists.
They all turned it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they turned down a lot of things. Every studio does. Turns down a lot of things that end up being big hits.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this was eventually done by a company called Seesaw Films and the Charity Network.
And it's essentially an independent film.
It is.
Out of Australia.
Yes.
But it's done so well. You know, Nicole Kidman is the star of this, of course.
Yeah.
So she brings that
star power. She brings that big box office draw and everything. And I read that this was Australia's fifth highest grossing film of all time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, it's like a national pride thing for them.
So,
and, you know, the woman who, this is a true story. So it's the woman who adopted the little boy, she and her family, she wrote a book about this. It's a best-selling book in Australia, did fairly well here. And, you know, when it came time, people were, you know, talking about maybe we should turn this into a film. This would make a good plot for a film.
Yeah.
And the real-life woman, Sunny, she said, Sue, she said, yeah, that's a great idea. I think Nicole Kidman should play me. And she just kept hammering away on that, and she got her wish. Not everybody gets their wish in this business, of course.
No.
But, so she and Nicole Kidman forged a real bond during the filming of this. You know, in their initial meeting at her apartment in Sydney, Nicole Kidman came to visit her, and they discovered that they had so much in common. They were very, very committed to their children, and both of them had adopted children and their own children.
Yes.
And they're so committed to them. They had that in common.
And Saru Brierley, I'm sorry if I'm saying that wrong.
I think it's Brierley.
Is it Brierley? See, I knew I'd say it wrong. and that's an easy name here.
Yeah, yeah.
But he also did a memoir, A Long Way Home.
Uh-huh.
Which this movie originally was titled A Long Way Home, but they changed it to Lion when they felt that animal instinct, that animal, like there's a story that about the reason they changed it to Lion.
Yeah.
And I'm butchering it, but it was originally A Long Way Home.
Well, A Long Way Home would have been a great title as well.
It would have. Lion is a little confusing. If you don't know what it's about, then you wouldn't have a clue, you know.
A Long Way Home would tell a little bit of the story.
Tell a little bit more about it, but.
We want to apologize right up front, you know, for butchering any
names. Yeah, we're
going to
butcher a few names,
We've been asking each other, how would you pronounce this one right here?
The real actor, Sonny Pawar, who played this kid, he's 8 years old in real life when this movie's made, he almost wasn't able to go to the U.S. premiere because his visa was denied.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It took the producers to go to the Homeland Security.
Yeah.
To let him and his father come for the premiere.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
So, let's see. The American companies turned it down. They made it from an Australian company, but they had the premiere
in the U.S.
In the U.S.
Yeah.
That says, I mean, well, the business is here.
The business is here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Another company besides the production companies that helped fund some of this and helped produce some of this was Google.
Oh, yeah.
Google had a huge stake in this. They wanted to premiere Google Earth. This was when Google Earth was really first starting to premiere. And
it
really
shows it in a great light, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And he was able to, because in his real life, in the real life story, and I don't want to spoil too much of the movie, but he uses Google Earth to kind of backtrack where this train would have been and find like landscapes that he kind of recognized and was able to use Google Earth to help find his original hometown, which is just amazing if you think about it. I mean, and now here we are 8 years later and it's even better.
So Google Earth.
8 years after the film.
Oh, yeah.
This is probably 15 years after he first started.
Oh, yeah.
You know, or 20 years even maybe between when Google Earth first came out and he started using it.
So it would have been very, very new.
Very, very new. Like it was just a brand new software that he discovered and used, you know.
Uh-huh.
And
but it shows them in a great light.
It does.
You know, it shows their product in a very good light, and gives a very obviously a true tale of one of the unexpected uses.
Yeah.
Of this.
Oh yeah.
How great that is.
Yeah. Speaking of Sonny Pawar, it's his film debut. He spoke no English when they hired him. No English. He learned all of his English on set with Nicole Kidman. Apparently, he and Nicole Kidman became very close, which Nicole Kidman was his screen mother.
Uh-huh.
And they became very close playing cricket. And they actually ended up shooting one of their games of cricket and used scenes of it in the movie.
Which they would play normally in their in their real lives.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
we don't play a lot of cricket here.
We don't play a lot of cricket. Yeah. No, I couldn't tell you the rules. I couldn't tell you anything about it except for the little bats and the balls.
Now, they did move to Tasmania to shoot quite a bit of this film, right?
Yeah.
Which is the big island just south. And a little bit east of Australia.
Yeah.
Right? But they wanted to keep that in, for the scenes that are supposed to be in India. They're still shooting scenes there that are supposed to be in India. The producers, they played, Indian music. They served Indian food. They had lots of Indian, furniture and other things, there. To make them, keep that feel alive.
Right. So. Yeah.
Little chicken tikka masala for dinner,
good. I love Indian food. My wife doesn't like it, so I never get to eat it.
I know.
But,
I love it.
I love it.
Hey, we'll go for a buffet sometime.
Yeah, we should. We should.
Yeah.
Rooney Mara's character, who's the girlfriend of Dev Patel in this, who kind of like helps him through and everything like that, apparently she's not based on one of his girlfriends. She's based like on a collaborative of several of his girlfriends.
Oh, he had several.
I was like, well, okay.
Several girlfriends.
So, Dev Patel also, he changed his physique for this movie.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he really
worked out.
The real Saru is pretty built and pretty buff and grew up in the Australian outback, or whatever. Uh-huh. And Dev Patel really he went on a whole regimen of gym and food, like this whole thing. Mm-hmm. And he also learned an Australian accent. With a Tasmanian dialect.
Right.
I don't know what that is, but...
Well, it's that island.
It's that island, right? Yeah.
But I don't know what that sounds like.
Right, yeah. Exactly. That's what I mean. I don't know what it sounds like.
The only Tasmanian
but it sounds
I
know cool.
is the devil, right?
Rah, 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 rah,
rah. Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like that. Another cool thing that I always think... I don't know why, but I just love that. I love that you shoot a film out of order. I love that for some reason. I just love that, that's just how it is. You do every scene on that set, no matter if it's, in the first 10 minutes, the last 10 minutes or whatever. But
it's money.
It's money, of course, yeah. So the first scene that Dev Patel filmed for this movie was actually the very last scene. I love that. his audition lasted 6 hours.
Wow.
6 hours.
Oh, that's brutal.
That's brutal.
You ever been to like a really long job interview?
Yes, and that's like 20 minutes for me.
Oh, man.
20 minutes and I'm just like, oh my goodness, what have I answered that... What have you asked that I don't know the answer to?
I had one in Springfield, Missouri that was all day.
Oh, my goodness.
All day. Lunch with the news director and, all day long and different questions. And
oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was.
I do the hiring now for the production department, and we have it down to like a 15-minute science.
Oh, That's wonderful. 15 minutes.
It's like a 15, maybe 20-minute interview process, and you can tell in that time.
You
can
really
tell.
Can.
You can tell. you know who's like, okay, this guy's full of crap. Uh-huh. He doesn't really know what he's saying he knows, or this person's great. You know, this person knows what they're talking about, knows their stuff, and yeah, that's all you need, 20 minutes.
You're hired.
You are hired. You seem like a cool dude. Yeah. You're hired.
Here we go.
I can't imagine doing a 6-hour audition. Because what do you do?
Right.
You know? And then
got so many great responses.
Exactly.
You know? But that's exactly what
I can only read these lines so many times, uh-huh. guys. We could have made the movie by now.
My audition is 3 times the length of the film itself.
Right.
Yeah.
Also, speaking of auditioning, there was 4,000 boys auditioned, 5 to 8-year-old boys auditioned for the part of the young Saru that the Sonny Pawar got.
How many days would that have to take?
Oh, my goodness. And if you're a casting director, how do you remember actor 472, let alone 2,064 or whatever? Like, well, I think 2,164 was better than 2,165. So let's go ahead and scratch him off the list.
Oh, yeah, he was good. Yeah. I liked
that one. That was, he was really good. No, you wouldn't. That would just have to be.
Your brain would be mush.
Oh, my goodness. It would. It would be just
4,000.
I mean,
auditions. No.
And was Sonny Pawar the fourth out? Was he like the one that they walked in and they went, we finally got it?
Yeah.
Or was it like he was number 1,700 and they went, let's go back to that Sonny kid?
Yeah.
You know, he pretty much had it down.
Well, there would be callbacks. Yeah. Right? There would be callbacks.
Oh, my goodness. How many callbacks would you have from a 4,000?
4,000.
4,000, yeah. But only 1,700 callbacks.
Right.
So,
I like that 3,873, you know.
Yeah. But he didn't make the cut. No.
Yeah.
Mm. No, 4,000. Isn't that
too
crazy?
Much.
That is crazy.
There was a nationwide audition. You could send tapes in to Stanley Kubrick for Full Metal Jacket.
Yep. Yeah.
And there was a record store here in Oklahoma City, Peaches. And I waited in line along with, 100 other guys, young guys, to tape a really bad audition for a film I had no understanding of what it was about.
Oh, what a dark movie that is.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
But somebody watched all those tapes.
All those tapes and just probably just were stabbing themselves in the eye with a pencil the whole time.
So many bad auditions.
Oh, my goodness.
Right?
Yeah.
Mine included.
Well, I thought it was interesting that Dev Patel is nominated for an Academy Award on this, but he wasn't nominated for Best Actor. He was nominated for Best Supporting Actor because he's not in the first hour of the film.
About half
of the film. He's considered the lead actor, but he's not in half the film.
Yeah.
And so they put him up for Best Supporting Actor.
Uh-huh.
So I bet that ticked him
off. Well, he shares the role with that boy.
He does. 8-year-old. He does. Yeah. Kid. Yeah. And it's told very, what's the word? Very linearly, uh-huh. So he doesn't come in until an hour into the movie.
Yeah,
and so yeah,
I would, a best supporting actor would be fine.
Fine by me, exactly, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, me too. Me too.
Well,
all right.
And he did so well that he's nominated for an Academy Award.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no sneezing at that.
And I didn't know until we were working on this and we were working on your host segments, that I didn't know that Saru's story had been featured in 60 Minutes in 1979.
Long time ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, there was a book and then it got a lot of media attention. This is a story ripe for film.
Yeah, for film. Yeah. Exactly. All right. Well, we are out of time.
Again.
Too bad. Hope you had some more interesting facts.
Yeah.
But,
do you want to talk about our celebrity photos?
I do. Our celebrity photo this week was a lady named Donna Davis who sent in a photo with Chris Isaak. Now, I sent her a couple replies trying to get a little bit more information because she just sent in a picture with Chris Isaak and there was no information.
Right.
So if you send in a celebrity photo for us, please include a story. Kind of let us know the when, where, why, how, all that kind of.
Please, Mrs. Davis, please. Please. Send us a story.
Send us a story. But I'd held on to this photo for months.
Yeah.
And it was time to air it. So, but we appreciate the photo. The photo was awesome. It was
sure.
a nice
Chris
big
Isaac.
Chris.
Yeah, I'm a big Isaac. Chris Isaac fan.
Yeah.
His show on Showtime was really good. I'm not sure why I didn't catch. Well, it's on Showtime.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't catch on very well. But
yeah.
And he's in, makes cameo performances in big films. That scene, one of the SWAT guys, and they're going up in the elevator to get Hannibal Lecter in Silence of the Lambs.
Yes.
He's in that elevator.
Yeah.
And
I always forget he acts. I always forget about that.
Yeah.
And think of him just as a musician, but he's a musician and actor.
In his show, that was on Showtime, his whole band portrays themselves.
Right.
And I can't remember if he's the bass player or the drummer. He's really good. He's really funny. He gets all the great lines.
Right.
And he's just really good in that series. if you have Showtime, look it up.
Oh, yeah. All right. So if you have a photo with a famous celebrity, please send it in to us. And like I said, include that story. Include that information. We will send you a really cool Movie Club T-shirt if we use it on the air. Everybody gets a T-shirt. One T-shirt per, don't send me in a celebrity photo with
per person.
Yeah, per person. But anyway, it's a really cool T-shirt. It's a really cool design. Our graphic artist, Callie Langham, designed it, and it's our 35th anniversary T-shirt.
It comes in every size, too.
It does, every size. They had a special order.
But one color.
One color, that's right. You get your choice of black with blue lettering or black with blue lettering. It's a really cool T-shirt. We'll send one your way if you send in a celebrity photo. And then next week, we have a great movie called A Place in the Sun, a great classic.
Oh, yeah.
Montgomery Clift, Elizabeth Taylor. Great
blue
movie.
Blue eyes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Please tune in each Saturday night at 9 on OETA. Check us out. If you miss us Saturday nights at 9, we repeat the following Friday at 11. And so you get two chances to watch. I know Friday at 11 is a little late. It's a little late for me.
Or if you like it, tell a friend.
Tell a friend, exactly.
Hey, I saw this. It's going to be on again at 11.
That's right. And so we want to thank everybody for tuning in each week and listening to the podcast. And until next week, take care.
Bye-bye. Make sure to like and subscribe to the podcast. You can preview all upcoming OETA Movie Club films at oeta.tv/movieclub. And please, send your celebrity photos to P.O. Box 14190, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73113, or you can email them to us at oeta.tv/movieclub. And of course, tune in every Saturday night at 9 and on Fridays at 11. We'll see you on the couch every weekend for a great movie and fresh popcorn.